and gentlemen, buckle up. We're going 3-1.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time, once again, for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Once again, on this Monday here, coming at you from the Manhattan, Kansas, MHK, Eddie Greer III. Here's the guys, once again, for another post-race reaction edition of the podcast. Here with Big D, as always, producer of the podcast. And for those of you tuning in for the very first time here this evening, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast is all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And boy, oh boy, Daytona was talking. Woo! I gotta tell you, man, this was, nobody could predict this, obviously, and we'll dive into it more here on the post-race reaction edition of Daytona Part 2. Last time we were here in Daytona, of course, Denny Hamlin took home Daytona 500 number 2. Over the weekend, yesterday, huge upset, and I'm going to go on record, obviously, and say the biggest upset of the year. And yes, I know it's July and everything else. We haven't gotten to the playoffs yet. But right now, saying it right now, the biggest upset of the season. Justin Haley, winner of the Coke Zero 400 yesterday. And we'll dive into this a little bit more here in segment two, Big D. But no, Haley didn't pass anybody for the lead or anything like that. But of course, what... The game changer in all this, the big wreck triggered by Bowyer, Austin Dillon for the lead, and then with, of course, you know what you're gonna get. I mean, even with the non every week NASCAR fan would notice this also with the weather and area and everything else, especially on these plate races, especially on plate racing. You're talking about guys not using their head on straight. And things like that. And Bowyer, these two guys, Austin Dillon and Clint Bowyer, needing a win, getting the playoffs there and triggering the big one, and also coming out of here as well. You got Brad Keselowski, William Byron not on the same page, even though they talk. So that was a big discussion as well throughout the weekend. That 24-2, that action started right off the truck Friday when Brad Keselowski gets in the back of William Byron there. Brad Keselowski saying, that's how I'm going to race. And hey, we know that's how he's going to race. We know he's going to race day one when he won his first. I should say day one, but that's how we know he's going to race. That's how he got his first win, running over Carl Edwards at Talladega, putting Edwards into the fence a few years back. Keselowski scoring that first one that put him on the map. Yes, he was successful in the Xfinity Series, getting that ride from James Fence. You see what I did there, Big D? Brad Keselowski there, he and Carl Edwards had their little rift there for quite a while there. Y'all know what went down there. Edwards gets Keselowski back. I'm not going to go into the whole deal. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about, but y'all know Keselowski is going to be aggressive, and karma is something else. And Kevin Harvick gets in the back of Keselowski in stage two there, and Keselowski hits the wall. He's pretty much done for the day there. Harvick, another bad finish for him there. Not a factor in this one there. A lot of big ones. I should say, not big ones, but big-time drivers in this one getting taken out of the big one. In this race, which leaves the guys that you do not talk about regularly each and every weekend. While I'm still on this big D, you know, the day I've had here today, I'm just going to roll with the punches here. All right, so we'll talk Gainer Outdoors before we go to intermission. I'm switching things up right on spot on you, Big D, so I apologize for that. But Coke Zero, Sugar 400, yeah, unknown names up here. And, of course, Kurt Busch. With weather in the area, Kurt Busch not having enough fuel in the tank there. Missed opportunity there for the win there. Even though he did get back on the track to finish in the 10th position there yesterday. But Kurt Busch, he was leading this race. And then apparently under the pace laps, did not have enough fuel to finish it out. Had to pit. Opens the door for Spire Motorsports. Spire Motorsports. Let me say this again. Spire Motorsports gets a win before Stuart Haas. Hendrick Motorsports, even though Hendrick Motorsports is trending in the right direction right now, still though, Spire Motorsports gets a win. See, RCR and Roush Racing. Four big heavyweights there. And Jeff Dickerson, and there was a lot of talk around the Twitter feed yesterday about, you know, Jeff Dickerson, this team, they ain't in it for the money. They're just in it to take a spot away. And these guys, these are the guys that took the charter, or bought the charter, say, from Furniture Row Racing, who unfortunately closed their doors last year. Takes the charter away. And Justin Haley, he's been in a couple of these races. Justin Haley, and don't forget, Justin Haley finished second in the Xfinity Series race the day before finishing the Ross Chastain. And pretty much a big, let's just put a spoiler out there, huge weekend for colleague racing, except for the DQ, which we'll get into later on tonight. But yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, another DQ. This is the third one in the last 4 weeks. The DQ coming out of the Xfinity Series. We'll get into that here tonight. But Spire Motorsports, Justin Haley, he competed at Talladega there. And he went into the top 15 before getting collected in one of those late race cautions there that you get. But this is what you get. And ironically, the morning of this race, I went back to listen to one of Dale Jr.'s downloads episodes from early on in the season. Yeah, I'm still on in catch-up mode, folks. Yes, I know that. Apologize about that. But went back, and ironically enough, they're talking about Mike Davis and Dale Jr. and them guys talking about, I think somebody in that group's bringing up Daytona. I don't know if it came from a tweet or one of the guys thought that Daytona should be a championship race or whatnot. I think Matthew Doner said something about that. Now I come to think about it, that should be a championship race. Are you serious? If this was a championship race at the end of the year, a championship four race here, you're betting the hinges on pretty much all four title contenders, championship contenders, being involved in wrecks. Not only that, and the big one that you saw right there where Clint Bowyer, Austin Dillon, name a few others, Chase Elliott, Truex, Blaney, in there, go down here, Joey Logano was in that mix there. I believe Priest was involved in there. Harvick, Denny Hamlin was in it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who got punted by Kurt Busch early on in the race with the same action that Keselowski took with Byron. Kurt Busch took it to Stenhouse in that same thing. So, and then you get a reaction that a random ass winner would win the race what you get yesterday. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen if you put this in the title discussion, which it shouldn't be anyways. And now that we already know what next year's schedule looks like, you're talking about this race particularly. And, oh yeah, by the way, this race was supposed to be raced on Saturday night. Rain said, it ain't happening. We're going to move it to Sunday at noon Central Time, which is 1 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll start it then. And, I mean, it's sad. I hate to see this race chain moved for Indianapolis. I don't like the move. I actually explained this early on this year in one of the episodes of the 3Y NASCAR podcast. This is one of the changes I did not like. Daytona being moved for Indy, because Indy hasn't produced, I mean, for the finish last year between Denny Hamlin and Brad Keselowski, but it hasn't really produced the excitement it's had since the existence of Indianapolis, at least on the NASCAR side of things. Like I tell you, you know, this race right here, if you're outside this cut line next year, I know we're way off base right now. I don't want to think about that too much, but you're talking about the big names. If you haven't won a race next year by that time next year with the cutoff of Daytona, you gotta be scared. you gotta be scared because this is the racing that we have seen for the last, what, folks, 3 to 4 years now, and this is the new plate racing. People throwing blocks, people getting agitated with one another, people throwing more blocks, stage racing. You had the additional of stage racing now. Back in the big boom where NASCAR was really popular, you did not see that until possibly in the middle of the race, something like that, because you didn't have nothing to race for, really, until late in the race. The goal was to hang around until the last 20, 25 laps and then go bonkers, right? And now, you fast forward to our present time in NASCAR, being a fan of the sport, and obviously I love the plate racing. I get it. I love plate racing. This is what I first watched before watching all the getting onto the mile and a half, the short tracks, and eventually adding road courses in there for me personally. This is what it is now. You got blocks, drivers getting pissed off. That, okay, this guy ain't doing anything, so I'm going to knock his ass out of the way, things like that. You do me the wrong way, I'm going to do you the wrong way back. That's what it is. This is what plate racing has gotten to be. And, yeah, you know, you see your same driver getting wrecks every time. Martin Truex Jr. involved in another wreck. But you see big names get involved in stuff. Like I just named off in Daniel Suarez, and especially you hang around the cut line next year, boy, you're not going to be sleeping that week. This is what you're going to get right here. Justin Haley, not even a factor in this race, no offense, but still, everybody said, you know, looking at some of the tweets yesterday, a lot of people saying got lucky, Mark Martin throwing in there, including got lucky and whatnot, but you got to go back to some of these shockers. I just mentioned one of them. Keselowski, nobody thought he would win that race in that type of car. Dumps Edwards at Talladega. You got to go back to Trevor Bayne's upset win over Carl Edwards. So Carl Edwards, the common denominator here tonight on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Trevor Bayne, who else was there? Chris Buescher, the fog race at Pocono. Nobody would have predicted that. There's a couple others in there that I'm missing off the top of my head. I'm not going to reach in that bag yet, but you see what I'm saying? Trevor Bayne, these guys, surprise winners. This is what you're gonna get. You know what to if you know half the time the big name drivers get involved in these things. It's just gonna happen. The 500, for example, the Matthew Benedetto, who in my book was very, very quiet. Yeah, he got up into the top 15, whatnot. Not like a Daytona 500 where he led on laps there and got taken out in the big one there and ruined a shot for him to win. He was a non-factor in this one. You take a look at these names that I'm going to reel off. If you switch the screen here in the EG3 garage area, Haley won this race there. And another thing about that, Justin Haley, right place, right time. I mean, it's a cut win. It's huge. However you want to slice it, eight pieces, whatnot, Justin Haley did what he needed to do. Yeah, and if it did, the race went back green, whatnot, maybe he wouldn't have won because you got two Hendrick cars sitting there hungry for a win. Byron and Johnson sitting there second and third. Yeah, maybe he would not have won, but he would probably still finish in the top 10. Because, and you got to go back to last year, this was redemption. In my books here, I mean, yeah, he didn't pass anybody there, but he was there when it counted most. When the weather was there, he survived the big one. This is what it's all about now. or which it has been really, through my time being a fan of the sport, fan of this type of racing. But you know, this is what you're going to get. And Haley finished first, and I want to go down. Now I have more on this later, but Ty Dillon, he's been a factor in his plate races. Really, this is not a fluke here. Dillon, he's been a factor. Won a stage at Talladega the last time NASCAR was on the plate track. He finished in the fourth spot. You got to go to Ryan Newman. Newman for Roush Racing, fifth place finish. I believe this is first top five for Newman this year. And Austin Dillon got caught up in the big one there, leading the race there. So, Corey LaJoie, Go Fast Racing, in the sixth position there, Eric Almirola. And I said, I got to correct myself on this, Matty Benedetto, I'm just looking at this right now, I thought he finished the top 15. He did not finish in the eighth spot. So he did get finish in the top 10, but he was not a factor in this race. He was not a factor in this race. Matt Tiff, what a story. Matt Tiff in the 36 for front row, comes home ninth. And we already talked about Kurt Busch already, rounds out your top 10 there from the Coke Zero Sugar 400. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast post-race reaction, literally, from over the weekend, where we saw a lot of activity over the weekend at Daytona. The Gainer Outdoor Truck Series returns Friday night in Kentucky. So Gainer Outdoor will resume their action there. And of course, all talk, of course, other than Brett Moffitt winning another race, was Austin Hill and Green Envinger. Austin Hill making another rivalry up the money chain there, getting Grant Emminger a little bit of some country action there. So again, we'll see what happens there on Friday night on FS1, 6:30 Eastern Time. That's 7:30 Eastern Time for those of you living on the East Coast, and you listeners who are listening on the West Coast, which we'll be getting a lot of those here the last several months. You guys can do the math there, figure it out. But yeah, so again, Outdoor Truck Series there, Grant Emminger, even though with the missed opportunity to win that race at Chicagoland a couple weeks ago, is still your points leader. I believe Stuart Friesen is in the second spot. We'll review those in the second half of tonight's podcast. But back to the Cup Series, though. Yeah, this is what you're going to get. It's messy and whatnot. But if you survive the big one, you have an opportunity to win the race. Corey LaJoie, you're talking about Go Fast Racing, Spire Motorsports in their front row racing. And you sit up here, Landon Castle finishing 11th spot, JJ Yeley in the 52 Chevy, 12th, Michael McDowell, 13th. And then you got the big dogs right there, Kyle Busch, 14th, Bubba Wallace finished 15th. And a shout out to Bubba for interacting with the fans once again, bringing out that football out once again. So backing up what he did at Chicagoland, interacting with the fans, and that he should get multiple votes next year for most popular driver. That's what you do right there. Bubba Wallace, they're interacting with the fans when intimate weather is around the air with lightning striking all over the place and whatnot. And I didn't know, speaking of lightning, Big D, I didn't even know there was a lightning clock. Seriously, I did not know that until yesterday. All this time in motorsports, I did not know there's such a thing as a lightning clock. That was weird. And maybe I knew this before, but I know now. I thought it was like some type of a limit, which was 15 minutes, which turned out to be 30 minutes for a lightning clock there. So it cannot lightning. For those of you who don't know, lightning clock for NASCAR means that lightning cannot, once a lightning strikes in the area, it has 30 minutes to dissipate. If lightning happens again, it resets. And when NASCAR was trying to wait this out, that was also kind of bugging me a little bit. NASCAR was trying to wait this out, and with every lightning strike, the rain came. And I mean, no offense to MRN, because I was listening to this on the radio yesterday due to whatever happened with Nexstar. That's a whole nother conversation for another time. Not going to dive into that, but I had to listen to it. MRN's coverage yesterday, and they're, as they should be, optimistic about the weather. And then the funny thing is, we thought we were going to go racing. Next time you know, the weather system rewinds back to the track, and with especially late in the game, it was 4 o'clock here. But it was, I mean, yes, you got lights and everything else. But yes, a lot of people did not like where the race was sitting at due to the fact that Justin Haley, and put it this way, Justin Haley was not, or obviously, a regular in the Cup Series. He's a regular in the Xfinity Series, so he can't get points anyways. But the big picture that we're all missing here, I mean, yes, we don't, people don't like the winner of the race, and they're just going to have to deal with it. But what we're all missing here, folks, that, okay, Kurt Busch missed an opportunity. Who else missed an opportunity, Big D? 14, Clint Boyer. Who else missed an opportunity? Austin Dillon, who won Stage 2 and really looked racy, obviously, in that 3 car. The former Daytona 500 went champ there from a couple years ago, or I should say 2 years ago. Okay, so what did he miss? An opportunity to make the playoffs. What did Spire Motorsports and Justin Haley did? Yes, he's not a cut regular. He pretty much put turn the field upside down. So pretty much took an opportunity for one of those cars, a Suarez, around a cut line, an Eric Jones around a cut line, even a Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, he finished third, but still, though, I mean, you had every opportunity, though, to win that race. And what you do, you cost a big one. So don't come crying about, I'm sorry, but the day I had, I am straight fire right now. But don't come crying about, you know, you about the winner of the race. I mean, every one of those drivers, every one of those damn drivers had an opportunity to win that race, especially those around the cut line like Dillon, Boyer. I know I'm going to keep repeating myself, but those guys had opportunities to win the race. They didn't get it done. This is pretty much simple. And, yeah, Haley didn't run up front all day. Yeah, he probably sat in the back all day waiting for something to happen. Maybe it was their plan. Maybe it was not. I don't know. I don't know, all right? But at the end of the day, you find Kurt Busch up front. Okay, Kurt Busch going to win this thing. MRN thought Kurt Busch was going to take it home. All of a sudden, back from break, Kurt Busch in the pits with fuel. And for the longest time also, the NASCAR app did not have the right scoring monitor either. So we all thought that Kurt Busch was going to come out of here with a big win. Instead, we got an upset winner in Justin Haley. Not only that, you basically stole a spot in the playoffs. Not for Justin Haley, but somebody's spot in the playoffs. Circle that one, Big D, for me right there. somebody said live to race another lap and not do all this blocking. Apparently, that message wasn't clear there. Austin Dillon trying to fight his way to the playoffs, which is, yes, understandable. At the end of the day, Clint Boyer there gets in the back end of Dillon and triggers the wreck. So, again, I mean, there's a lot of unhappy people today, I'm pretty sure. I have not paid attention to Twitter all day. Today, I've been dealing with my own stuff today, so I'm pretty frustrated. But on that end, but on this end, folks, I mean, this is what it is. I mean, rain, you knew, at some point, these guys knew it was coming. You go into a race, you got a plan, right? I mean, we saw manufacturers work together again. The Fords, Chevys, in Stage 2, chess match against those guys. Obviously, Toyota doesn't have the numbers to do that. But again, we saw Denny Hamlin lead a race in Stage 3, take the lead and challenge for the win there. Unfortunately, he got mixed up in the big one right there. I shouldn't say the new type of plate racing. This is the plate racing of this generation right now that we're in right now. It's all about survival. It's all about getting to the front, controlling the race. And yes, even though this was the different package that we did not see at Daytona 500, we saw the old package from last year. This was the package that we saw at Talladega that had everybody excited, including yours truly. So, you have to look. I mean, I don't know. I mean, hey, you know, we didn't get the race in. I mean, it's Florida summer weather, baby. You gotta know you're going to get rain in there somewhere in the mix. And I'm not happy about it being moved, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise that finally you get some good ass weather down there instead of being rained out half the time down there. And of course, yeah, you're gonna get the too hot and everything else like that. But I mean, it's plate racing, and we have seen our share of prize winners throughout the years on this type of racing. Derek Cope back in Daytona 500, Greg Biffle in Pepsi 400. All right, should I name another one? I can go deep in the well for this, but I don't have too much time to go back in the day. Maybe another time, but see what I'm saying? You know, Haley probably wasn't even talked about on the broadcast. I didn't. Sad for me, I didn't watch it on the national television because Nexstar decided to screw around with some of the channels, so I wasn't able to watch it. But I bet you Justin Haley was not mentioned once up until he took the lead from Kurt Busch. Which Kurt Busch, yeah, he's got to be kicking himself. Him and that race team did not get enough fuse, so a ticket for the playoffs missed by those guys. So you can't throw a dog in the bone right there and say, throw excuses and say, well, you know, Justin Haley doesn't deserve the winners, really, because that's where I got the feeling of throughout that rain delay. That, you know, all right, this is not the person that we want up front winning this race. That's what I got. That's what I literally got. Was this guy should not be leading this race. It should be somebody else. If we would have reversed and would have saw William Byron up there in the front, oh, we would say, hey, call this race right now. We want William Byron to win this race. So, I mean, you can't have it cake and ice cream and eat it too. That you gotta have one or the other. And you know, unfortunately, we want to see a green race the right way. We want to see it play out the right way. Unfortunately, you can't control Florida summer weather and all that. That's unfortunate right there. Sometimes you can't control outcomes. You gotta let the thing play out. And this is what we saw yesterday. Aggressive racing, and you can blame Brad Keselowski for starting it on Friday with William Byron saying, Keselowski sent a message to William Byron in the field that I'm not going to screw around because I've been on the trailer too many times in the races, and you could add another one to it yesterday. So karma is a new know-what. So a lot to digest there, but clearly, though, the big story out of this, obviously, Justin Haley, Spire Motorsports, the upset of 2019, picking up a stunning win in the Coke Series 400, excuse me. Let me finish up real quick with the rest of the finishing order from yesterday's race. Paul Menard, Chris Buescher, Daniel Hemric, Brendan Gaughan, Kyle Larson finished 16th to 20th respectively. Last week's winner, Alex Bowman, 21st, Truex, 22nd, Eric Jones, your leader from last year, 23rd in his route to the playoffs. Just got a little bit tougher. Stenhouse, 24th. Logano, who won stage one, 25th. Denny Hamlin, 26th. Joey Gates, 27th. BJ McClure, 28th. Kevin Harvick, 29th in this one. Ross Chastain, spoiler alert, Ross Chastain, check off another one. Wins in the Xfinity Series on Friday night. We'll get to that after the intermission break. Parker Kligerman, Ryan Preece, Austin Dillon, Clint Boyer, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Quinn Hubb, David Reagan, Brad Keselowski take a hit, and Daniel Suarez, who needed a good run in this race, well, take another hit. Dead last, he was involved in that Keselowski-Harvick mess early in that race. That is your clearly full field rundown of the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Intermission in just a moment here. Got a little issue there. But so now the series goes to Kentucky this Saturday night. And a lot, again, I mean, once again, you have, I mean, a situation is starting to play off in his hands here. Boyer continues to plummet a little bit. I believe, is Boyer still in inside the plot position? I don't know. We'll go through it after the break. But yeah, man. I mean, Justin Haley, after last year, going three wide, on Elliott Seiler and Blaney. Well, not Elliott Seiler. Yeah, he went Elliott Seiler, Kyle Larson, making the move that I was jumping up and down about. I remember it on this very podcast. Well, not on this episode, but at this time last year, jumping up and down. We had a TV up, and I was jumping up and down for Justin Haley that he got the win, first win in the Xfinity Series in an unsponsored car. Turns out, went below the double yellow line, which again, he was a part of that again on Saturday night. I'll get to that at the intermission break, but Haley, this is something right here. Yes, it did not come in the Xfinity Series, but it came at the most opportune time. He basically stole, and I'm using this literally, I've said this already tonight, he stole a spot from a potential driver for the playoffs. Circle it, mark it down, Big D. Book it and cook it, Big D. Mark it down. We will come back to this. If a big-name driver misses out in playoffs, which it could happen, because we're seeing somebody, even though with, Jimmy Johnson still in, he gave himself a little cushion, a bit of a cushion. Ryan Newman's up there now. He lost a spot. He's still in there, but circle that one. You have everybody, all those drivers had plenty of chances to win, and they didn't get it done. That's plain and simple. All right, folks, man, that I ranted far enough about the aggressive cup race yesterday. Let's take a quick time out here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. We return after the pit stop. We got the Xfinity Series, Call League Racing all night. 3Y coming back.
Quick pit stop. The 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
NASCAR podcast is back on the airwaves, coming at you from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas. My name is Eddie Greer III, EG3 3Y NASCAR podcast. Getting our outdoor truck series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. We're recording this tonight on this Monday night, July 8th, here, and this will be coming out in the middle of the week. I am doing double duty for right now. It's that question. Follow me at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. And again, the giveaway is live and up going still. 325 followers on my Twitter site at EG3_FastEddie. And of course, 50 ratings on iTunes. And leave us a review, which would be 10 of those, to unlock 2 diecasts. I'll be giving them those away as soon as we hit those marks. And of course, you can find the 3Y NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Audioboom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Deezer, and of course, iTunes. Feel free to leave us a rating and review. If you do that, though, you participate, help us get to the giveaway. So that is that right there. And some business here real quick before we bounce into the Xfinity Series here to begin segment 2. Of course, I mentioned double duty. Of course, I'm rolling on this post-race pod right now of Daytona. But you can also look out for me this week on the Loose Lugs podcast. Once again, I'll be hanging out with AJ and Ron. I am so looking forward to that this week. Loose Lugs did not have a new show up last week, unfortunately. So due to, I believe, AJ moving. So hopefully get more. I'm sure I'll get more on that on the show. So definitely look out for me on that this week. So I'm doing double duty once again. And this was not in the cards, really, until I got asked late, I think last week, about hopping on the show, and said, heck yeah, I'll do it again. So, but again, if you missed me on the first time on the Loose Lugs podcast, you missed a treat right there. I would encourage you to go back on there. I can't remember off the top of my head right now which episode it is right now, but it is going 3-Y literally with EG3. It's the title. Anyways, Big D is shaking his head back there in the screen. So yeah, check that out and make sure you check out that latest episode right there on the Loose Lugs podcast. Looking forward to that. I got a busy week, and also one more other thing, debating on whether to have a show next week. If I do not, I'll have an interview up next week because I am busy. I will be busy with vacation Bible school. I'll be doing that through my church next. We got BBS going on everywhere, just about here around Manhattan area right now this week, and then we got ours next week. So I'm pretty much the main character next week. So I'm debating on whether to have a show next week there. So you stay tuned for that. If I do not, we will definitely have an interview up next week to replace that, and we'll be back the week before next with back to our regular scheduled program. So definitely be out on lookout for announcements there on Twitter, my Twitter feed at EG3_FastEddie for more. Stay tuned for more about that. So got that down. So glad I got that down, my notes there. So wanted to get that out to you guys. Could be no post-race show next week, but definitely after week after VBS when I'm done, it'll be back to regular scheduled program here on the 3-Y NASCAR Pilots EG3. Quickly, Xfinity Series. I mentioned it earlier on in the podcast tonight. It was a night to be for colleague racing, except one thing. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. But Ross Chastain, Jeff Gluck mentioned this in his top five review last night. And this is his words, not mine. Ross Chastain is the second best driver in NASCAR right now. That's what Jeff Gluck said. And he might have a legitimate argument here at this point. Ross Chastain, obviously competing all three series all year long. He's checked off the truck series win. Okay, he's yet to get in the top 20, which he should do this weekend on Friday night. Now, he's competing in the Cup Series, right? But not in competitive equipment. But yet, he's getting most out of his equipment. Okay? And now you put him in a fast car. It was not the 10 car. It was the 16 Chevy that Matt colleague whipped out at Daytona. And Chastain, he was going to have none of it. He was not going to be denied the racer that he is. And this is what we're talking about earlier, being aggressive. You have to be aggressive on these style of tracks. And Ross Chastain delivered that win. Matt colleague, We've had a colleague racing on this podcast. I was thinking about that yesterday, Big D. You know, I thought we were pretty sure had colleague racing on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. I believe we had. That was a couple years ago when they're upstarts in the Xfinity series. We've had them on, and now they're reaping the fruits of their labor, getting a huge victory, a monumentous victory. Now for Ross Chastain. Of course, now he has back-to-back seasons in the Xfinity Series. And how about this, though? Think about this. I know I'm darting all over the place here, and I apologize about that. But with him, if he doesn't take truck points here, and if he wins, okay, he won the Xfinity Series, right? If he doesn't take full ownership of truck points, he's locked into the Xfinity playoffs. Yes, he was driving with two different cars. He was with the four. He thought, yeah, this is not going to get me nowhere. So we ditched that ride for a more competitive chance, not only win races, but to give himself an opportunity to win a championship, which he's going to be doing here this fall. And now you win the Xfinity Series, and there's been a lot of talk all year long about him And he should. He deserves a competitive ride. There's no question about that. It's unfortunate that we keep going back to this whole Ganassi thing in DC Solar. Again, not going down that rabbit hole. But Chastain definitely has earned his stripes there to get another chance to compete in a more competitive ride than just some random car. But Ross Chastain, you saw how he was driving. Very, very aggressive throughout and earned it pretty much throughout the race there and scoring a victory there, of course, late in the race there. And I'm getting to the DQ now. Justin Haley getting the second spot. Allmendinger making a move, I believe it was on Christopher Bell in turn three in the final lap to get third. It was just a night to be for colleague racing. 1, 2, 3, right? Hold the phone. Hold the phone. You're listening to 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3 breaking down Daytona. Hold the phone, folks. And I woke up to saw a replay of the last 10 laps because I went to sleep there. So woke up. I saw most of this race, went to fell asleep, and woke up to watch the rest of it. And then woke up to find out this news, right? AJ Allmendinger DQ'd. DQ because something to do with the engine and it wasn't approved or something like that. I haven't read the notes on that. I'll be up to speed on that when I talk with Loose Lugs Pod later this week. But I mean, that's an unfortunate situation because that 10 car was hot rod fast. He was fast, and that's unfortunate there because I mean, you still get the back-to-back, but not as much as you got a sweep, just like Joe Gibbs Racing did early in the Daytona 500 early this year, where Hamlin won the race, Kyle Busch finished second, Eric Jones finished third, Matt Colley Racing would have had that, but thanks to the AJ Allmendinger 10-car engine, that did not happen, so that's unfortunate for them. So AJ Allmendinger, who's been obviously with NBC Sports doing his thing, he's going to have to talk about that this week there. What the heck happened there? I have no idea. But the move of the race here for me, got to go to that 20 car, Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell should have been that wreck, but was not. Somehow skated through up the middle, three wide, cars all over the place. And Christopher Bell was penalized, had a penalty on pit road, had to go to the back. And dodged a big time bullet. The move of the race, the three wide move of the race, belongs to Christopher Bell this week. Somehow scaves it. And where did he finish? There. Big D, third. Switch the screen here real quick. Here, move to the Xfinity Series. Circle K Firecracker 250. Yes, sir. Yep. Thumbs up. He did finish third. So, Bell, who should have been in the wreck, finished third. We originally finished fourth, but the DQ on Allmendinger. C. Bell finished in third, and rough night for Cole Custer in that 00. Tyler Reck also was fast, but he had an adventurous night also as well. You take a look at this top 10 right here on the Circle K Firecracker 250 here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Chastain, Justin Haley, Christopher Bell, Austin Cindric, who was in an early wreck very early in this race, rallied back to finish fourth. And check these names out. Steven Light, fifth. This dude was a hot chromometer at one point for Joe Gibbs Racing, I believe. But he faded. But yet, we find this cat in the 01 in the fifth position, Brandon Brown. First career top 10 for Brandon Brown. Jeff Green. Greg Gaulding backed up his solid second. Greg Gaulding was in the mix all night long. Gaulding backed up his performance. This is what I was wondering about him. Gaulding backed up the performance from Talladega where he finished second. With eighth place finish, Jeremy Kmetz finally earns himself a top 10 that he wanted. He's been wanting to get that for quite a while. Ninth for Kmetz. Matt Mills up in the 10th position. You got Vinny Miller, 11th. Stephen Parsons, 12th, Ray Black Jr., 13th. I'm going to give it Garrett Smithley, 14th. I'm going to give a shout out real quick to Timmy Hill. Old Timmy Hill. He finished, I believe, fifth in stage one, something like that. He was up there moving. That 66 car was super fast all night long. I'm sad for him because he had a car, a top 10 car for sure up there, and he ended up finishing. He was involved in one of those late rate wrecks in 20 position. All right, so where are your regulars at, you ask? Tyler Reddick, 16th. Or should I say the rest of them? Justin Allgaier, 17th. Michael Annette, your Daytona winner early this year, Trigger, who basically started the wreck there, trying to make a move on the outside lane, couldn't make his mind fast enough. Cost is the big one, 25th. Cole Custer, 26th. There, Brandon Jones, fortunately, lap traffic pick there. Thought he was going to do something, and turn out he was involved in that early wreck with Cindric, 30th for Jones. Sheldon Creed making a start there for Junior Motorsports in the 8th, 34th. Chase Briscoe, disappointing, 35th. And, of course, you got Almendinger back there who started on the front row in this race. Second year pole sitter was Tyler Reddick. Of course, we mentioned where he finished at. So, Big D, a lot of randomness this week. This is, again, this is going back to the top of the podcast. This is what you're going to get in plate race. It's just what it is. And these guys that you don't talk about often, like a Stephen Parsons, a Stephen Light, Brandon Brown, we should talk about him a little bit through some of the races where he finished in the top 15 sometimes. A Jeff Green, Jeremy Kmetz, and don't forget, Kmetz, shocking upset a few years ago to get himself locked in the playoffs there at, was it Road America? I want to say Road America, but I might be wrong about that. But anyways, Kmetz, you're talking about these guys. I told you guys last week, bearing something odd out of the ordinary, which we did not get here in the Xfinity series, at least. You know, Brandon Jones better be careful, you know, not to be involved in too many wrecks, because you put yourself in bad position there early in this race. But Colley Racing, it just meant to be. They wanted to win this race. They're motivated. They had a goal. They had one goal. One goal, and that was to win the race. And what did they do? They go out and get it done. And this is not some fluke either that we're talking about. Colley Racing in these plate races for last several races now, going back to maybe last year, maybe the year before that, they have been a factor in these races here. And Ross Chastain has been right in the middle of it. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR podcast right here on the... Oh, about to say it again. 3Wide NASCAR. It's been a long day, folks. I apologize. 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Eddie Gritter III here with you guys. Here, breaking down Daytona. And we take a look at the standings. Of course, next up on the list, it is a triple header weekend at Kentucky. And huge on multiple reasons. Of course, I need the points in lap truck fantasy. And again, I have not checked Twitter. I have not checked those standings at all. I've been dealing with quite a bit of stuff on my end, so I apologize for that. But I will get to that, and I will be more pumped up on Loose Lugs podcast later this week. Osco's 300 on NBCSN on July 12th. That's this week, correct? Yeah, I'm getting everything mixed up, I believe. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so Friday night, yeah. Okay, so yeah, Truck Series Friday night. No, Truck Series Thursday night, actually. Then Xfinity Friday night, 6:30 local time on NASCAR NBCSN. Or say NBCSN, excuse me. Man, what is wrong with me? And of course, the main event, the Quicker State 400 presented by Walmart on NBCSN, 6:30 local time. And that's probably good for me because I have not... Again, this Nexstar whole thing, they took away Fox and NBC for whatever reason, and I don't know. It's just a weird situation. I'm going to have to get that figured out. But at least on the Sling side of things, I can get NBCSN. So, thankfully, I got that in the back pocket. And always got FS1 as well. So, there's that. So, again, let me recap it here real quick for you guys here. I'm getting all jumbled up here. But it's starting Thursday night because Lap Track Fantasy sent out an email saying races start on Thursday. I'm thinking it was Eldora or something like that. So that's the day I'm kind of having, folks. So I apologize for that. But let's review it real quick for the folks who want to check out these races. Fox Sports 1 this Thursday. Buckle up in your truck 225 on FS1. MRN has it on radio. Then the next day, Friday night, the Alice Coast 300 on NBCSN. PRN has coverage on that. Local time start, 6:30. And then, of course, you got Quigger State 400 presented by Walmart. Same time, same channels. PRN, NBCSN has coverage of that. So we got that taken care of in the Xfinity Series. Tyler Reddick's lead on Christian Bell actually extended. 76 on C. Bell. Cole Custer, third. Austin Stewart, fourth. Justin Allgaier rounds out your top five right there. And I want to go back to the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series playoff standings here real quick. I mentioned Grant Impinger is your points leader in the regular season right now. Moffitt, Sauter, Hill locked in. Impinger, Friesen, and you go to this cut line here. Big race this week for Ben Rhodes, who had that early troubles a couple weeks ago. Matt Crafton, Ben Rhodes, Harrison Burton. Yes, now on this list, Ross Chastain. If Ross Chastain does Ross Chastain things, by the end of the night, he is going to be officially in the top 20, which means he will be in the playoffs. That's what he needed to get done. Get a win and be in the top 20. That's what he's going to do right there. And like I said before, it puts Harrison Burton in trouble. But he's actually not that far from Ben Rhodes. So Ben Rhodes, that mishap by that 99 for ThorSport, put him in some serious trouble. So he definitely needs to come out swinging on Thursday night. So trucks there. And now we switch gears over. And we're actually going to focus on the cut line here for the Monster Energy Cup Series here as we enter in Kentucky. Triple header weekend in Kentucky. Newman, three out. He's the last one that's in right now. Daniel Suarez, that mishap. He is out. Eric Jones is still out. Stenhouse, 45 out. Paul Menard, 53 out. So Suarez is now out of the picture as well. Saying this thing is just going to keep getting interesting here. 8 more weeks until the tickets are officially handed out for the 2019 NASCAR postseason. So Kentucky, here we go. And this is not, obviously, so a little bit of a preview, obviously. But, yeah, Martin Truex Jr., my guy, won the last two races. And now you're going with it, obviously, with the high downforce package. You don't know what you're going to get. So, but we do know this. Hendrick Motorsports, a lot of momentum. Still, even though coming up short at Daytona yesterday there. Jimmy Johnson rolling. You know, Hendrick Motorsports hungry in again. Stuart Haas Racing, she'll shut out. Now you got dealing with Spire Motorsports getting a win on you. So that's kind of embarrassing. It should be, really, whether you got the talent. But again, the lack of execution in these races. I mean, I'm not an owner, but I mean, at this point, it's got to be frustrating for Gene Haas and Tony Stewart not to be, at this point in the season, at least having a win under your belt for that team right there. You're in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We're rolling here tonight. EG3 here in the building. A few more minutes tonight on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast here. And we'll just roll it with the three EG3 Hummus stickers this weekend. And obviously, Justin Haley is going to get double because he is part of colleague racing. Obviously, Ross Chastain, Justin Haley off the top of my head. And actually, you know what? Stephen Light, Brandon Brown, and Commence also get EG3 helmet stickers. See how what I did there? And that's a lot of EG3 helmet stickers there on that end. And of course, the Cup Series here real quickly as we continue to switch around screens here. Obviously, you know, Haley already got it, EG3 from the Xfinity Series, so I'm going to cut him out. Byron, William Byron, EG3 helmet sticker of the week. Ty Dillon, EG3 helmet sticker of the week. And my final one of the week belongs to Matt T. Tiff, EG3 helmet sticker, and we did have an honorable mention. Big D, you did have an honorable mention. I missed that. Apologize about that. And Gray Golding, EG3 helmet stickers of the week. So we got a bunch of them here this week. Gray Golding, or Big D's honorable mention. There, William Byron, right there. Where we had, what I had, Matt Tiff. Yep, Matt Tiff. There, Ty Dillon, Matt Tiff. There, did I miss somebody? William Byron, yeah, William Byron, Stephen Light, Brandon Brown, commits, and a duo of Justin Haley. And even though, yeah, Ross Chastain isn't a regular anymore in the Xfinity Series, still, though, the way that he drives, he earned that win there. Ross Chastain, no messing around, the Millen Man, scoring another win in NASCAR division here, and he adds the Xfinity Series to the resume here this season. EG3 here rolling along here with you. And Lap Traffic Fantasy, wanted to get to that real quick before we close. I'm going to close with that. Actually, we're going to close with Jesse Wuji here. A little bit different tonight here on a more positive note here tonight. Jesse Wuji doing interviews this week for NBC. He did a fantastic job, and obviously EG3 alum here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We had him on during the off season last fall. So if you missed that episode, I would encourage everyone to check that out as well. Tremendous person. And obviously he got promoted to Lieutenant Commander. Congratulations to one Jesse Wuji for doing that. And he was doing big things as well. We will end our podcast tonight with him and Marty Snyder here talking there. So we'll end our night with that. But I want to squeeze in Lap Track Fantasy real quick before we wrap this thing up here on the Talking In tonight on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. Ty Dillon, mentioned him, picked him for the Cup Series, 33 points there. And I was really hoping Brandon Jones would step up and deliver. He did not, was involved in an early wreck, and then his night just got worse. Only 7 points on that end, so I don't know where I'm at this point, but yeah, I'm gonna need to step up a little bit, and I have a plan in motion here. But hopefully, you know, for whatever reason is, hopefully I got another run in me here to do something big, because I hung around the bottom in the first segment and made a big time gain late. Hopefully it can happen here in this case. I just don't know. But we'll see what happens here. But yeah, this is a big weekend here. Hopefully, you know the goal, Big D. Three, we need 100-point. I need a 100-point weekend. That's what it's come down to. I don't care how you get it. We should have got it at Chicagoland. But the DQ could basically did us in right there on Christian Bell. You know, you don't know what's going to happen right there. So apologize about that. But on the front end of that, you have, there's still plenty of time right there. But hey, I mean, this is a big weekend here. All three, I thought the Xfinity Series was somewhere else, but apparently not. But as I mentioned here tonight, folks, all three divisions are in action this weekend. Huge weekend in the trucks to trucks, winding down its regular season fast. The Xfinity Series, and of course, the Cup Series, coming off of a stunning upset. Justin Haley, Spire Motorsports, getting the job done there. Turn the page over to Kentucky. See what happens here. Who's going to step up? Can Hendrick Motorsports continue their rise in the summer? Will Martin Truex Jr. continue its for strong performances at Kentucky? Will Kyle Busch rebound? Can Keselowski get out of the hump? out of something. Excuse me there. You know what I'm talking about. Can Keselowski get out of it? Really, who's in a slump is Clint Bowyer. He needs to save it fast if he's going to get up there. Eric Jones, those guys, they need it badly right now. The cards are on the table. We'll see who pulls the right strategy in Kentucky this weekend on FS1 on NBCSN. Big D, before I get any more trouble, let's wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for the post-race edition of podcast, Post-Race Daytona. Oh man, so much talked about coming out of a very aggressive and intense weekend of racing. Now we're going back to the mile and a half. The Gainer Outdoor Truck Series returns as well. And again, folks, we will leave you with a Jesse interview clip here to wrap up tonight's podcast. I appreciate every one of you listening to tonight's post-race edition of the podcast, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. And we will be back. Stay tuned on Twitter for updates. And again, you can look out for me on a Loose Lux podcast this weekend. To close the show, Jesse Wucci, take it away, guys.
Here this weekend, Parker in the Toyota Camry car, and Jesse Wucci hanging out with us all weekend. So who is Jesse? Well, he played safety at the U.S. Naval Academy, entered the Navy as a surface warfare officer, and then transitioned over to the Naval Reserve and got promoted last week. How about that? To the rank of Lieutenant Commander just a few days ago. He's also a driver. You may have heard of him in the K&N Pro Series West, also in the Truck Series as well. Three starts in the Truck Series this year, including last week at Chicagoland Speedway. And he's hanging out with us here this weekend in Daytona. Well, you picked a good weekend to become a reporter, didn't you? A lot of controversy in that practice, Jesse.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of controversy for sure. And, you know, for us, I was looking at kind of like in a military type scenario, right? So in the military, communication is huge, right? So you have the sender and the receiver. Brad Keselowski was a sender. He sent a message to the 2014. 2014 received it, and now it's like game on. The fight is on. We're going to send acknowledgement back. So it's going to be a fight in this race.
I've never heard it that way. That's a pretty cool way to break it down. Have you ever had a run-in with another driver in your driving career?
Yeah, so my very first race ever in 2015, when I was racing late models, I accidentally shoved the driver into the wall just a little bit. He got a little bit of damage. He thought that I was purposely trying to wreck him, and then he came after me the rest of that race. He eventually spun me. Luckily, no wreck, but he did spin me. But once again, he sent me a message. He's like, you know what? If you're going to race here with us, you're going to treat us all with respect. You're not going to make screw-ups like that.
Very cool way to break it down. So we're honored to have you here in Daytona, July 4th weekend. And you told me earlier, you haven't had many of these weekends actually in the States on July 4th. Where have you been when you've been with the military?
Yeah, so for me, unfortunately, a lot of these holiday weekends while I was on the ships, I spent a lot of them on deployments or on duty, right? So if I was here in the U.S., you know, sometimes I would think, hey, I'm going to be off this weekend, but I'm not. I'd be on duty or something like that. So I've been to the Arabian Gulf. I spent a lot of time, 15 months on deployments, and during those 15 months, that's when I was dreaming of doing this and being in NASCAR and racing. So dreams have come true. And I continue to serve and continue to do it.
We certainly appreciate your service. You're going to hang out with us all hour. Krista, we're going to go find Ty Dillon. We're going to find A.J. Allmendinger. Jesse's been having fun all day long, and he'll be with us all weekend here in Daytona.
Yep.
What you and Geico have going on this weekend with your hauler driver, tell us about it. I know it's special to you.
Yeah, our hauler driver, Ben Prince, served in the military, U.S. Army. And for the last couple weeks, we've been honoring some of the men from his unit that passed away in 2011. We have Specialist Murr and Specialist Campbell on the car this weekend. Also, Ben was injured in one of the tragedies himself. So it's a cool program. We have an amazing sponsor who's so thoughtful to every person on our team. We love Geico. We love the Geico military scheme. And to be able to honor some of these men that have fallen is, I guess, on my part, it's the utmost honor to be able to represent them.
Yeah, so Ty, I mean, it's pretty awesome that you're doing this, and especially with me being in the military, I definitely respect that for sure, and with what Geico is doing, and NASCAR is doing in general this weekend for Stars and Stripes. So, let's come over here, let's take a look at it real quick, so people can see, kind of, you know, from home, basically what's going on. So, you have the name of the soldiers right there who were killed in action. What would it mean for you to win here at Daytona with these guys on board?
Yeah, I think this is just a symbol that this is much bigger than just a sport, and Geico gets that, and just proud to carry the names of men who fought for our freedom, like yourself, and women who fought for our freedom, to be able to do this, to be able to entertain, to be able to be out here on 4th of July, and to put them in victory lane would be the coolest thing that we could do. It's this weekend so much more, not about us in the car, but about the men and women that are serving and our amazing country we live in.
That's so awesome, and that means so much to me just to hear that from you. So now, let's get some on-track stuff. So, looks like there's a lot of drama on the track.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? How do you feel about your car? What do you think your chances are this weekend of having a great finish?
Yeah, so last time we were here, we finished sixth. The Super Speedway has been really good for us as a team. Our Geico Military Camaro was super fast. We were second in first practice. I think we're 10th in second practice. It's handled the way I want to. I was just saying we just got to survive the crashes. I feel like I have a car that I can actually do something with it this go around. So it's just about being able to be in that right spot to make it happen at them.
So, racing at Daytona, racing at the Super Speedways, pack racing. How do you feel about the packs? How do you feel about the Chevrolets working together? Do you think they're going to work together? Or do you think once you get on track, everybody's going to go into their own zone and everyone's going to be working against each other? How do you think it's going to roll out?
Yeah, we have some amazing leadership at Chevrolet, and we do have a plan to work together and try to back on to keep doing what we did in Talladega. And that worked for us. We got a stage win, our second stage win of the year, and Chevrolet's got a plan, and that's very nice. We want to keep our Camaros out front. We want to keep them together where we know we have some teammates to work with, and I think we're one of the ones that can benefit from that.
I think y'all definitely have a shot for sure. I think y'all do really good. This Chevrolet is looking really good. Thank you so much for what you're doing with honoring these service members, and good luck on track.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3-1.